Chevrolet GMC in Alamosa. Now is the time you've been waiting for to get into that new Chevrolet or GMC just in time for spring activities and fun. We have transports rolling in with new GMC Sierras and Canyons and Chevy Silverados and Colorados. Plus the best SUV lineup anywhere featuring new Acadias and Terrains, Equinox, Trailblazers, Blazers, and Tahoes with special factory incentives and financing to make your shopping easier than ever. Put your tax refund to work and save even more. Shop at the dealership or shop, click, and drive online. Our professional sales staff is ready to help you shop on your own terms with special spring savings and more. In addition, we have a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles featuring value-priced, market-driven pricing to meet our spring demand. You've waited all winter for this time to save. The wait is over. It's time to spring into savings. Together, let's drive to Town & Country Chevrolet in Alamosa or shop online at townandcountryalamosa.com.
More high school athletics on KSTK.
And welcome back. Flatirons Bison inbounds on the sideline there, starting the second quarter. And they swing it over to Dowdy. Dowdy back to Meyer. And they go to the baseline. Shot goes up. Air ball. And Flatirons finally able to track that one down. Meyer kicks it back out to DeHaan. And Chavez gets the free throw line. Fires. Offensive board, though. Wilson kicks that back out and around. Meyer reset. Five boards now for Wilson. And pull-up jump shot on that left wing by Caleb Dowdy. His first bucket of the game, the freshman. And Miranda brings it up the floor, kicks it back out on Tavares now, right wing. Back to Miranda, back to Onaveras. Bison showing a 2-3 zone now as well. And they swing that around, long three on the way. Jaden Martinez gets his own rebound, drives in, puts that one up. That's going to come up short. Got his rebound again, though. This time he goes across and down to Aiden Lopez, kicks it back out. Three-point shot on the way, up and in there by Manny Miranda. 6 points now for him. Sierra Grande leads at 18-16. Bison on the attack now, top of the key. And they'll skip that over to Meyer, trying to go with the two-guard front with Wilson in the high post to attack this 1-3-1. And they go inside to Wilson. Wilson catches, tries to take that up, and draws the foul on Caleb Dowdy. I believe I'll let the official make that call, but that is the call there. Team first foul. And that's going to send Parker Wilson to the free throw line. He's 1-for-1 there today. 6:28 to go here, second period. Sierra Grande leading 18-16. And first free throw, good. 10 points now for Wilson. Coming in the game now for the Bison is number 5, Brandon Gildner. More size coming off that bench. Gildner probably goes about 6'1". And second free throw, rattles around, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Gildner. And that'll go back to the Panthers. Miranda takes it inbounds from Nahara. And swings it over to Ontiveros, right side. And has a high post. Nahara kicks it back out to Martinez. Martinez back to Miranda. Tries to go inside. No, that one is stolen. Stolen back, though, by Ontiveros. Gets it up the floor quickly, driving baseline. They'll kick that one out and around. And offensive foul is called on Miranda as he drove the baseline. Maybe. Okay, they're saying he just stepped out of bounds. There was a big collision there, but if he was out of bounds and the defender was out of bounds, that's automatically a blocking foul. No legal guarding position if they're not in bounds there. Bison working around the perimeter. 17-18 to score. Three-point shot on the way from the baseline. Up and in there by Jude Meyer. He's got 5 now. 20-18. And they get it to Nahara inside. Nice fake. Goes up. Has that blocked. Goes back to Martinez, though. Martinez gets it from Miranda. Back to Miranda now in that right slot. Brings it up to the top. Goes to Ontiveros. Ontiveros fires for 3. No good offensive board, though. Nahara Nahara kicks it back out, and Miranda fires for three. Got it. Nice job on the boards there by Rolando Nahara with the rebound and the assist. And this time they go over to Wilson. And Wilson taking it up kind of awkwardly. I thought they kind of bailed him out a little bit on that one. Foul's going to go against Rolando Nahara, though. That's going to be his first, team second. And that's going to send Wilson back to the line. The score. And this is the first one. Sierra Grande leading it 21-20. Meyer's going to come out of there for the Bison. Bison came out playing man-to-man at first. They went to a 2-3 zone. Second free throw, no good. Rebound pulled down there by Lopez. And Lopez is going to be fouled. And that's going to go against Brandon Gildner. That's going to be his first, team second. And Miranda lets the ball roll just about to half court. Picks it up. Just under 4:55 to go here in the second. Nahara catches, looking inside. Nothing there. And Miranda with the shot fake kicks it out to Nahara. Nahara fires for three. That one no good. Rebound finally corralled there by Parker Wilson. Bison on the attack now. They get it up the floor quickly. Coming out of there with it, though, is Ojeda. Ojeda takes it coast to coast, lays that one up and in. ...23-20 the score now. And weak side. They tried to go for the lob there to Gildner. Gildner got up plenty high, but that... that ball was way too high on that one. Shipped that one out of bounds, and Panthers will pick it up. Miranda brings it across the midline there. Looking to add to that lead. Bison playing an extended 2-3. Get it to Nahara. Nahara swings it around the corner on Tavares. On Tavares to Nahara on the baseline. And they'll cut Nahara from the opposite wing to that other baseline. They swing it back out now with Ojeda. Ojeda to Miranda on the left baseline. Splits a double team. Tries to kick that out, though, and that's going to be stolen by Doughty. Fifth turnover there by Sierra Grande. Bison swinging it around, though. They get it to Doughty. Doughty swings it back out to Chavez. Chavez dips his shoulder in on that one and picks up an offensive foul there, does Pistol Chavez, and that's going to be his second. That could be a big one as he averages 34. He averages 20 points per game. And that's going to be Lopez is going to get it into Manny Miranda. 3:22 to go here. 23-20. Sierra Grande leads it. Miranda on Tavares goes back to Martinez, left wing. Back and gets it down inside to Ojeda. Ojeda kicks it back out for the three. That one rattles around, in and out. And Wilson almost came up with the rebound, but it's recovered by Martinez. Martinez gets it over on Tavares, fires. No good. Offensive board, though, brought down by Ojeda. Foul goes on number 21, Henry Dehan. And Aaron Ojeda to the free throw line for two. He's got 11 in the early going here. Misses that one badly, though. Air ball off to the right. Lines up the second one. And nothing but net on that one. 24-20 the score now. Sierra Grande leads it just under 3 minutes. Bison on the attack. Hesitation dribble. Kicks it in. Jaden Martinez. Picks up the foul. Hard screen there from Wilson. 3-point shot on the way. A battle for the board there. And, yeah, I really thought Gildner was over the back there. Possession arrow goes to the Panthers. Miranda walks it up the floor. Kicks it over to Martinez. Back to Miranda. Miranda goes inside to Ojeda. Ojeda kicks it out. And Miranda going around the horn again. Goes back to Ontiveros. Ontiveros pulls it back out. Goes back to Miranda. Back out to Ontiveros. Fires a long three. That one no good. Offensive board, though. Brought down. That one blocked, though. Recovered, though, by Miranda. Able to get to that. Swings that back out to Martinez. Martinez lobs that up there. Miranda almost came out of there with it. Meyer, though, with the steal. Takes, lays that one up. No good. Offensive board, though. Flying through there with the follow is Brandon Gildner. 24-22 the count now. Martinez has it left side, and he's going to be fouled by number three, Trey Abeda of Flatirons Academy. And that's going to be the fourth team foul now. So next one will be two shots with 1:47 to go there. And Gildner coming out of the game. And they get it to Miranda. Swing it back over to Martinez. Martinez to Ojeda. Ojeda brings it up back over from the left side. Back to Kester in the game now for the Panthers. Just kind of working against that zone. Get it to Ontiveros now, top of the key. Swings it over to Miranda. Miranda splits the... And Miranda, when he went to go split the double team there, is called for the carrying violation. 22-24. 1:26 to go here in the half. Meyer catches from Abeda. Brings it across the midline where he'll be picked up by Ontiveros. Still in that 1-3-1. And Ontiveros just trying to split it in half. As Abeda catches, Meyer kicks it out to the baseline there. Three-point shot, no good. Gets his own board, though. And goes to Abeda. Abeda working that right side, loses the handle, and that's going to go out of bounds now. Turnover there on Trey Abeda. And Kester to inbounds. Gives to Miranda. 24-22. Ontiveros now has it on the wing, goes down, back to Miranda, skip pass, Martinez looking for Ontiveros, on, cutting through on the baseline, nothing there, kicks it out to Miranda, Miranda will fire from the right wing, and got it, Manny Miranda with 12 points now, 4 3-pointers for him, 27-22, 42 seconds, Bison on the attack there, they skip it around, Abeda fires for three, and Trey Abeda with the tray, 25-27 now, Miranda brings it across the midline. Swings it over to Martinez, left wing, back to Miranda. Miranda to Ontiveros, and back to Miranda now, 20 seconds. Just kind of reversing it, making the Bison work here. They'll see if they kind of change it up a little bit. Miranda sneaks over to that right wing. They get it inside there to Ojeda. And Miranda will fire that three again. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Chavez. Chavez gets it up that left side there. And they fire right at the buzzer, does a beta. That's going to be short. And our score here at the end of the first half, 27-20, Sangre de Cristo up by two. We'll be back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
High School Athletics, KSPK.
As your neighbor, Cielo wants to do what they can to make your broadband experience affordable, convenient, and reliable at cutting-edge speeds. Cielo is now offering service with no contract in an effort to make your broadband experience even easier. Give their friendly customer service team a call today to see if their premier fiber optic network is available in your area. Cielo, powered by San Luis Valley Rural Electric Cooperative. Call 719-852-3538 or visit them online at cielo.com.
Are you looking to buy or sell a property this year? Look no further than Shoals Realty. We're more than just a real estate agency. At Shoals Realty, we are ready to listen and understand your needs, then take care of all the details so you don't have to. So why wait? See what we have to offer at www.slvproperties.com. Shoals Realty. Real experience, real commitment, real estate.
Owning rentals can be a hassle. Trying to find new and good renters, collecting rent, maintaining the property. Make it easier on yourself. Century Property Management is designed to make owning rentals an easy investment. From advertising online with photos of your property to scheduling property showings, screenings, credit reports, collecting, along with inspections before and after renters, and maintenance 24/7. Century Property Management can even pay existing mortgages and utilities for you. And once it's rented, your tenants' requests are quickly and professionally handled. So in turn, your tenants love you. Century has the largest inventory of apartments, homes, and commercial properties in the San Luis Valley. Century's motto is autographing our work with excellence. So you know they'll work hard for you. Let them show you how that excellence can take the hassle out of owning your rental investments. Century Property Management, 823 Main in Alamosa, or call 589-5744.
Valley Educators Credit Union has been serving education since 1959. We are member-owned and work to help you. And not just teachers, but all staff of any educational institution, from Head Start to college. And now students can become a member, too. Once a member, always a member, even if you finish with school or retire. We offer all the same things banks can, but with lower interest. Valley Educators Credit Union, it's a cooperative thing. Located at 910 Main Street in the Red Dome Building. Or call us at 719-589-6535.
Death. No one likes to think about it. It's a topic that no one wants to deal with. However, quality representation can be invaluable and can ultimately make things easier for those who remain when death does occur. If you're thinking that it's easier to just add your loved one's name to a deed and call it good, don't. Doing so can actually make more problems for you and your loved ones and could even have disastrous consequences. Brenda S. Getz, PC, at 719-738-6304 can help you with wills and trusts to help you prepare ahead of time for the inevitability of death. Brenda can also help those navigating the probate process on the other side. Brenda S. Getz, PC, 719-738-6304. That's 719-738-6304. Brenda S. Getz, PC, Attorney at Law, 719-738-6304.
Spring into sales at the Monte Vista Co-op Farm Store Spring Sale, March 18th through 30th. Fresh prices on garden supplies and home cleaning products. Spring your step over to the Farm Store on March 22nd and 23rd for the Chick Days event. Select from a wide variety of baby chicks, ducks, and geese, plus additional poultry products available at your Monte Vista Co-op Farm Store, where you can swing into spring. Visit mvcoop.com to view the full sales flyer during the Monte Vista Co-op Farm Store sale March 18th through 30th. Monte Vista Co-op, community committed, agriculturally driven.
Now, back to the action on KSPK.
And welcome back to Bank of Colorado Arena here at University of Northern Colorado, where the Sierra Grande Panthers lead it by the score of 27-25 here. It is halftime. Got about six minutes and some change before we tip this one off. So far, it's been the outside shooting of Sierra Grande really kind of keeping them in the game. The Parker Wilson really has been a load inside there. He's about 6'3", 6'4". Pretty strong, but good basketball player. He's got 10.6 boards, so definitely going to need to slow him down a little bit. He did most of his damage in that first quarter, though, having nine there. Got one more from the charity stripe there in the second quarter. But one of those things are going to definitely need to keep him in check. And then outside of that, it's been kind of sporadic. Sierra Grande runs a 1-3-1. They put Ontiveros up top. He just tries to split that court in half. And you know, those wings just kind of get out in those passing lanes, and then when those shots go up, of course, once you get it to the sideline, all zones kind of turn into a 2-3 from that point, anyways. So when those shots go up, they've been doing a good job boxing out, getting those boards there. With the exception of Parker Wilson, he's got like six of those. But then on the offensive end, the outside shooting of Manny Miranda, he's been red hot, 4 3 pointers there. Jaden Martinez dropping in another three, along with Ojeda with another one as well. Leading scorer, Brian Ontiveros, still looking for his first points, but that's one of those ones, you know, that's one of those things you still have. They start paying too much attention to number 10, then number 3 is going to start knocking them down as well. Got about 4:44 before we tip this one back off. We'll be back with a scoring breakdown in just a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
Lucky Luke's LLC is an auto repair shop in La Jara that knows that it's more than just a car. It's your ride to work and your way home. It's your kid's school bus. It's your ride to church on your wedding day and your way to the hospital when that new family member arrives. It's your way to the next ball game or a hot date. It's what makes that vacation possible. Lucky Luke's LLC knows it's more than just a car. It's an investment in your way of life. Call us at 719-580-2990 to schedule your next oil change or repair.
It's time to spring into savings at Town & Country Chevrolet GMC in Alamosa. Now is the time you've been waiting for to get into that new Chevrolet or GMC just in time for spring activities and fun. We have transports rolling in with new GMC Sierras and Canyons and Chevy Silverados and Colorados. Plus the best SUV lineup anywhere featuring new Acadias and Terrains, Equinox, Trailblazers, Blazers, and Tahoes. With special factory incentives and financing to make your shopping easier than ever. Put your tax refund to work and save even more. Shop at the dealership or shop, click, and drive online. Our professional sales staff is ready to help you shop on your own terms with special spring savings and more. In addition, we have a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles featuring value-priced, market-driven pricing to meet our spring demand. You've waited all winter for this time to save. The wait is over. It's time to spring into savings. Together, let's drive to Town & Country Chevrolet in Alamosa or shop online at townandcountryalamosa.com.
Are you looking for a great deal on drip oil? The Monte Vista Co-op drip oil sale begins now through March 31st. Take advantage of these amazing deals on drip oil. Contact David Hankey at 719-580-2738 at the Monte Vista Co-op Energy Division today. The Monte Vista Co-op drip oil sale is a limited time offer. Place your order before it's over. Contact David Hankey at 719-580-2738 at the Monte Vista Co-op Energy Division and place your order during the Monte Vista Co-op drip oil sale now through March 31st or visit mvcoop.com for details. Monte Vista Co-op, community committed, agriculturally driven.
Are you looking to buy or sell a property this year? Look no further than Shoals Realty. We're more than just a real estate agency. At Shoals Realty, we are ready to listen and understand your needs, then take care of all the details so you don't have to. So why wait? See what we have to offer at www.slvproperties.com. Shoals Realty. Real experience, real commitment, real estate.
KSPK.
And welcome back to Bank of Colorado Arena here in University of Northern Colorado up here in Greeley. And a little bit of a different one when you think of small schools. Usually, or, you know, 1A, usually you're thinking like your Sierra Grands, your Cheyenne Wells, your, you know, Pates, these small towns there, you know, McClave. And then you have Flatirons Academy out of Westminster. So a little bit different there, but... Sierra Grande, so far we're playing for the Consolation Championship, and you know, the gold ball's not on the line here, but don't tell that to the Sierra Grande Panthers, because they're definitely looking to bring some hardware home on that and chance for the Consolation Championship here. Going to do a quick scoring breakdown first for Flatirons Academy. Trey Abeda with 3, Brandon Gildner with 2, Caleb Dowdy with 2, Jude Meyer with 5, Parker Wilson 10.6 boards, and Pistol Chavez, their leading scorer, with just 3. And kind of interesting, both leading scorers averaging right around 20 points per game. Only bucket so far, one by Pistol Chavez. Brian Ontivera still looking for his first points, but so far he's been content to set up Manny Miranda and Jaden Martinez with the shots there. Manny Miranda, 12 points, all from the three-point line there. Outstanding shooting from him. They're going to need to keep that up here in the second half. Jaden Martinez comes in with 3 as well. And Aaron Ojeda with 12 points to round out the scoring there for the Panthers. And getting ready to tip this one off here. Or getting ready to start the second half, rather. And... it's kind of moving forward, I think Sierra Grande. Going to look to do a little bit more on the rebounding side of it. Definitely got to try to negate Parker Wilson, who's pretty solid in there. Again, he goes about 6'3", 6'4". Bison, pretty much taller across the board. Their shortest player, Trey Abeda, about as tall as the tallest one for Sierra Grande. Miranda brings it up, though. And setting up the offense, gets it to Martinez now, right wing. Bison showing man now. And tried to get it in. Just got it back, though, as they tried to get it to Ojeda. Ojeda gets it back, though. Miranda resets the offense for the Panthers. And it's time to go on Tavares. On Tavares, nice feed there to Ojeda. And Ontiveros with the assist there. 29-25 the score. Flatirons on the attack, though. Meyer catches. Kicks it back out to the wing there with a Beta. Skip pass over to Doughty. Doughty back to Meyer. He'll reset there. Panthers still in there. 1-3-1. And Meyer dribbles right-hand side now to that wing area. Fakes to the corner. Fires the three. No good. Defensive board brought down Jaden Martinez. And he'll bring it up the floor there for the Panthers. Close to a travel there. Just able to keep that pivot foot down when he hit the brakes there. Miranda has it now, top of the key. They'll go like a 1-4 high set. They get it to Martinez, looking for a screen from Abeda. Nothing there. Goes back to Kester. Kester swings it out to Miranda. And Miranda kicks it out to Abeda. Abeda thought about it. Drives, kicks it back out to Miranda. And that's going to go out of bounds. And back to the Bison. Meyer with the ball. Walks it up the floor there. On Tavares near half court. And still kind of working there. Not much action. They finally get it to the right wing. Meyer gets it back. And they kick it back over to Chavez. Chavez drops it down to Wilson. Wilson fires back out to Meyer. Meyer thought about it. Drives. Has that blocked by Ontiveros. Ontiveros called for the foul, though, as you may have heard that whistle. He picks up his second. And that's going to go. That's going to send Jude Meyer to the free throw line for two. And you can probably hear from our crowd, Mike, the crowd not real pleased with the call. And I get it. That was probably a pretty good block. And, man, Ontiveros, you know, small player, read that one really well. First free throw, though, no good. Second one, Jude Meyer connects on that. He's got 6 points now. Miranda brings it right side, goes to Ontiveros. Ontiveros gives to Kester. Kester hands it back off. And they swing it back around. Still staying man. They swing it back around to Ontiveros now. Dribble hit, and Miranda's going to come get it. Working that right side now. And goes to Martinez. Martinez bounce pass back to Miranda. Back to Ontiveros, top of the key. And back to Manny Miranda. Miranda going to turn the corner, hesitation dribble, and that's going to be a hand-checking call on Trey Abeda. That's going to be his second, team first. And he's going to come out of there. He'll be replaced by Cole Korkamp. Martinez catches, goes to Ontiveros. Ontiveros fires for three. I think Meyer tipped that one. Chavez comes out of there with the ball. Fires up the court quickly. Looking to reverse it. Chavez gets it back. He'll fire for three. That one's off. And battle for the board. Ball goes out of bounds, and that's going to be off of Sierra Grande. And back to Flatiron Academy. And nobody coming to get the ball. Ref sets it on the floor and starts his count. And Wilson catches. Alley-oop puts that one up and in there. Parker Wilson with a dozen now. Give Meyer the assist on that one. On Tavares, back to Miranda, working that. Dribbling over to the left-hand side now. And dribble handoff. And going up strong and drawing the foul. Basket is good. Good job by Jaden Martinez. Turned the corner, took it right into Parker Wilson. Wilson's had a couple blocks, but and the he's had two blocks. The ones he've had have been very emphatic, but one of those ones where if he wasn't trying to tomahawk it, probably doesn't pick up the foul on that one. Good move by Martinez, though, with a chance for the three-point play, and he connects on that one. He's got six now. Four-point lead for the Panthers. And just like that, Martinez steals it again out front and draws another foul on Wilson. Basket doesn't go this time. But good job, slowed up just enough to draw that contact there from Parker Wilson. So he picks up two quick ones. And Jaden Martinez heading to the free throw line for two. And just, ball was just hanging on that rim there, and it just missed. 28-32 the score here. 4 points matches their biggest lead. And make that five now. Second free throw, good. Flatirons on the attack there. Give to Obeda. Obeda turns it back. That's deflected, but Meyer comes up, gets it, swings it around the corner to Chavez. Chavez fires for three. That one in and out again. Offensive board, though. Wilson. Wilson puts that in and draws the foul from Kester. Parker Wilson with his seventh board. 14th point and a chance to add to that. One shot coming up here. 33-30 the count now. 4:28 to go here in the third. Again, 1A consolation championship here. That free throw short, but Pistol Chavez comes down with the board, gives to Wilson, and that's no good there. Derek Martinez brings it down for the Panthers, gets to Ontiveros on the fast break, kicks it back out, and looking to reset the offense there as Ojeda goes to Martinez now, left wing. Working against Chavez, shakes loose momentarily, goes to Ojeda. Ojeda with the fake, goes back to Martinez, drives baseline. Nice shot there by Jaden Martinez. He's had the hot hand. He's got six this quarter. Meyer has it now, top of the key. And kicks it back out to Ojeda. Meyer works the other side now with Chavez. Chavez drives, lowers the shoulder. Offensive foul there on Pistol Chavez. And that's going to be his third. Good job defensively by Jaden Martinez. Drawing his second offensive foul. Third foul there on Chavez, and that's the fourth team foul also. So if they can draw another one, that'll give them an opportunity to get to the free throw line there. Ontiveros working against Ojeda. Nice drive, kicks that out though. Puts up the floater, no good. Wilson with the board and clears it up top to Meyer. Meyer will shoot a fadeaway from the baseline. Chavez comes down with it, stripped by Ontiveros, though. And pushing it up the floor there. Martinez catches and knocks it down again. Nice turnaround jump shot from inside the paint. Good job getting down the floor and then just cutting. 7-point lead now. 37-30. Abeda goes inside to Wilson. Wilson catches, squares it up. That one's short. And rebound brought down Martinez. Loses the handle, though, as he tried to save it. And that's going to be Parker Wilson with the steal and the bucket there. 32-37. Ontiveros dribbles it off his back heel, gets it back. Goes to Martinez on that left wing. And skips that over to Ojeda. And Ontiveros, pull-up jump shot, puts up the floater, gets his first bucket of the game. 39-32. Meyer has it now, right side there for the Bison, goes inside to Wilson. Wilson turns in, lowers the shoulder a little bit, puts that one up and in though. And Ontiveros catches, brings it up the floor there. Fast-paced game there. Ontiveros draws a little bit of contact, kicks it out, goes, sets that quick screen. And foul is going to be called there by the Bison. And that's going to go against Trey Abeda. That's going to be his third. Team fifth. And a bunch of subs coming in and out here. And double bonus time with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. And I think that's on Tavares. No, it's going to be Jaden Martinez heading to the free throw line for two. 2 for 3 on the afternoon. From the free throw line. Got it. Make that 3 for 4. 40 to 34 is the score now. And 2 for 2 on that trip. 41-34 now. Meyer brings it up the floor. Kicks it over to Abeda. Right wing. They go down to the baseline and try to loop that around there. Now driving opposite baseline. Put up the floater. Up and in there by Caleb Doughty. His fourth point for the freshman. 36-41 now. Miranda brings it across the midline. Picked up by Abeda. Gives to Ontiveros. Ontiveros goes behind the back. Splits a double. And traveling is the call on that one. Pistol Chavez coming back in the game now for Flatiron Academy. He'll replace Abeda. And they give that to Meyer. Meyer brings it up the floor quickly. Gets it to Chavez. Chavez loops it back to Meyer. Skip pass. Going across to Doughty now. Hesitation dribble. Cut off by Ontiveros. And goes to Wilson inside. Wilson's going to draw the foul. And we'll see if that was a shooting or non-shooting foul. First foul there on number 10, Manny Miranda. That is going to be a shooting foul, though. Parker Wilson to the free throw line where he is 1 for 5. And make that 1 for 6. He's got 16 points in the game, though. Eight boards to go along with that, too. Getting close to a double-double here. And that's going to be Jaden Martinez. Might have some blood on his looked like he's bleeding from the mouth there. And so he'll be replaced by Rolando Nahara. Parker Wilson heading to the free throw line for his second. And connects on that one. And coming in the game for the Bison is Jack Livingston. He'll replace Henry DeHaan. 37-41, 1:21 to go here in the third. On Tavares now, working against Meyer. Bison staying in that man-to-man defense. Meyer pokes it away. On Tavares gets it back, though. And now has a little bit of, has numbers, kicks it out to Miranda. Miranda for three. In and out. Shot no good. Rebound brought down there by Wilson. And getting up the floor there is Chavez. Chavez plays it up. Basket is good and draws the foul. And that foul's going to go against Orlando Macias. Orlando Mays. Sorry, I couldn't read my own writing there. 39-41. And Chavez knocks that one down as well. He's got six. 40-41 now. Ontiveros with the ball. Bison kind of extending that man-to-man defense. Giving him a little bit of trouble. Miranda catches to get a top of the key now. Ontiveros looking for a drive. Hangs in the air. Puts that one up and in. His fourth point. Chavez now brings it up the floor. Hands off to Doughty. Doughty back to Chavez. Chavez travels with it, though. And 34 seconds left in this one. 40-43. Sierra Grande leads it. And they get it to Ontiveros. Ontiveros hands it off to Miranda, and they'll kind of set up the play. And Miranda, they're actually guarding him with Wilson. They're big. And Ojeda picks that one up. Gives back to Miranda now, right side. Looking to set that up. 12 seconds. 10 seconds. Back to Ontiveros now. Miranda sets the screen for Ontiveros. Kicks it back out to Miranda. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Miranda drives. Hangs in the air. Puts that one up over Wilson. And the basket is good. I don't know how he got that shot off. But a nice drive there by Manny Miranda. 45-40 is the score here as we go into the fourth. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
As your neighbor, Cielo wants to do what they can to make your broadband experience affordable, convenient, and reliable at cutting-edge speeds. Cielo is now offering service with no contract in an effort to make your broadband experience even easier. Give their friendly customer service team a call today to see if their premier fiber optic network is available in your area. Cielo, powered by San Luis Valley Rural Electric Cooperative. Call 719-852-3538 or visit them online at cielo.com.
Valley Educators Credit Union has been serving education since 1959. We are member owned and work to help you, and not just teachers, but all staff of any educational institution, from Head Start to college, and now students can become a member too. Once a member, always a member, even if you finish with school or retire. We offer all the same things banks can, but with lower interest. Valley Educators Credit Union, it's a cooperative thing, located at 910 Main Street in the Red Dome Building, or call us at 719-589-6535.
KSPK FM.
And welcome back. Fourth quarter just underway here. Meyer has the ball there for Flatiron Academy. Gives to Chavez. And Panthers still in there, 1-3-1. Kind of extending a little bit. Chavez swings it back over to Doughty. Doughty down to Meyer. Left baseline. Catches, fakes, and goes back. And gets it to Dehan. Dehan puts that in for his first basket of the game, 42-45. Miranda now right slot, working against Dehan there. Get it out to Ontiveros. Ontiveros fires for three, and he's got it with his seventh point there. 42-48, six-point lead now. And foul on that left side there. That's going to go against number 12, Jaden Martinez. Third foul for him. First team foul of the quarter, though. Of course, those reset, and then after five, they shoot two. And Meyer runs in, gets the ball. We get it to Chavez. Chavez down inside to Wilson. Wilson gets it to Meyer. Meyer dumps that in for two. Nice pass there by Parker Wilson to set that up. Miranda brings it up the floor now for Sierra Grande. 48 the score now, rather. And nice hesitation dribble, gets a step. And they'll fire from the wing there. Shot no good. Rebound brought down Chavez. Chavez up the floor quickly to Doughty. Back to Chavez. Chavez skip pass over to Doughty. Doughty puts up the floater up and in there for Caleb Doughty. His sixth point. 48-46 now. 6:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ontiveros catches. Guarded by Chavez. Nice hesitation dribble. Bobbled it, though. Got it back. Swings it back over to Ojeda. Now right wing. Ojeda lost the handle. But it's going to be an over and back penalty. Sierra Grande thought that was deflected, but unable to get the call on that one. And so it's going to go back to Flatirons Academy with a chance to tie it now, 46-48. 6:16 to go there. Meyer has it on that left slot. Skip pass over to Doughty. Doughty back over to Meyer. Meyer pull up jump shot from the elbow. No good. Battle for the board. Finally brought in by the Bison. And that's going to be Jackson Scholes coming off the bench, putting that one in for them. Another big one. Ontiveros catches. Swings it over to Miranda. Miranda drives. Gets it inside to Kester. Kester goes up. And is fouled, though, by Jackson Scholes. And that's going to be his first, team first. And honestly, that's one of those ones, again, probably had the block there, but just such an emphatic follow-through with that. And Kester gets the roll. His first points of the game there. 48-49. Sierra Grande leads it. And two for two there for Kester. 50-48 now. Meyer gets it across the midline. Going right, looking for Wilson. Kester got a piece of it and knocks that out of bounds. Good job there. Meyer drove that baseline to that short corner and was trying to get it back to Wilson up high. Good job there by Kester knocking that away. Chavez catches now in the corner, goes back to Meyer. They'll overload. Meyer's going to fire it. And that one's off the front rim. Kept alive, though, by number 40, Jackson Schultz. Gets it to Parker Wilson, and Wilson's going to be fouled. That's going to go against Kester. Third foul on Tyler Kester. And that's going to send Parker Wilson to the line. He's got 19 points. 5:27 to go. And rattles that one home. 49-50, one-point ball game here. 5:27 to go here in the fourth. 1A boys consolation championship on the line. And second free throw good there by Parker Wilson as well. 21 points, 9 boards for him. Ontiveros gets it across the midline, takes the screen from Kester. Curls back, kicks it out to Martinez. Martinez lets it fly, and he's got it. Jaden Martinez with his 16th point. Give Ontiveros the assist there. Good job just setting that up. Nice pick and roll, and then got it to the waiting Ontiveros. Skip pass, tracked down there by the Bison, and they'll reset it there. Doughty goes to that wing, goes to Chavez, gets it back, skips it across to Myers now, left side, back to Doughty. Doughty's thinking about it. He'll take the pull-up jump shot. Long rebound goes back out to Chavez, though. And this time to Meyer. Meyer knocks down the three. He's got 11 now, 53-53. We are all tied up, 4:39 to go in this one. Miranda with the ball. Give to Martinez. Martinez back to Miranda. Miranda working against Wilson, gets a step, puts up the floater, up and in, right over Schultz. ...55-53 the score now. They get it inside to Wilson. Wilson turnaround jump shot. Chavez going up high for the rebound. Catches, no good. And defensive board brought down Ojeda. And Ojeda is going to be fouled. Second team foul in this one for Flatirons. And Sierra Grande looking to add to this. Miranda picked up by Chavez. Good job just working that screen and roll. Kester sets that pick. Goes across right side now to Ojeda. Ojeda to Ontiveros. Splits a double pull-up jump shot. Puts that one up. No good. Kester battling for the board. Jump ball. And possession arrow is going to go to Sierra Grande. And they'll inbounds underneath their own basket. Panthers doing a double stack at the free throw line with Jaden Martinez to inbounds. And looking for a cutter there, has Kester on the delay. Kester pulls it back out, hit from behind, gets it back though. And Ontiveros on the wing, fires for three. That one's off. Rebound going up high there is Parker Wilson. And he's going to bring it up the floor. That had it nearly stolen by Martinez. They give out to Chavez. Chavez fires for three. That one rattles around. Offensive board, though, put up and in by Henry Dehan. Puts that shot up and draws the foul as well. That's going to go against Manny Miranda. His second foul and third team foul. Henry Dehan, 4 points, chance to break the tie here, and gets that 56-55 now. Bison ahead of the Panthers there. Miranda drives in quickly, though. Puts that shot up, drives in, no good. Rebound brought down by Wilson. Meyer on the attack, swings it over, and that's going to go out of bounds off the hands of Caleb Doughty. Just one of those three-quarter court passes that bounce right in front of Doughty, unable to bring that one in. Number 14, Rolando Nahara in the game now for the Panthers. And coming back in for Flatiron is Brandon Gildner. Gildner, very athletic. They just keep hiding all these 6'2", 6'3 guys on their bench. On Tavares, brings it across the midline, picked up by Meyer. Meyer takes a stab at it, but they give to Martinez. Martinez back to Tavares now. On that left baseline, jab step goes behind the back. Kicks it out to Ojeda. Ojeda back out to Martinez. Martinez back to Tavares. And they'll switch out Gildner on her, on him. And swinging it around there, Kester has it now. Back to Tavares. Tavares looking for a step there. Goes back to Ojeda. Or Nahara, rather. Back to Kester. Kester to Tavares. Looking for a cutter there. Skip pass. Dangerous. Myers tips it. And it's going to be Doughty. Comes out of there with it. Gives it to Chavez. Chavez puts that up and in for a 58-55 lead. Timeout taken by the Panthers. 3-point ball game. Full timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
High School Athletics. KSPK.
Spring into sales at the Monte Vista Co-op Farm Store Spring Sale, March 18th through 30th. Fresh prices on garden supplies and home cleaning products. Spring your step over to the Farm Store on March 22nd and 23rd for the Chick Days event. Select from a wide variety of baby chicks, ducks, and geese, plus additional poultry products available at your Monte Vista Co-op Farm Store, where you can swing into spring. Visit mvcoop.com to view the full sales flyer during the Monte Vista Co-op Farm Store sale March 18th through 30th. Monte Vista Co-op, community committed, agriculturally driven.
Now, back to the action on KSPK.
And welcome back. 3-point ball game, 2:18 to go in this. Panthers led by as many as 7 in the game and by as many as 6 in the quarter. Bison making a little bit of a run, though. They lead it by the score of 58-55. Nahara set to inbounds to Tavares. Ojeda, Kester, and Martinez rounds it out. They'll go with kind of the horn set there. Tavares drives, loses the handle, though. And that's going to be Doughty that comes out of there with it. Doughty gets it back. And Doughty just misfires on that one. Had a good steal on that end, but gave it back. And Gildner's going to come out of there. And Tavares brings it across the midline. Bison still in that man-to-man there. Martinez with it. Over to Ojeda now, right wing. Dribble handoff. Nahara loses it, gets it back. Dribbles back right side, looking for a screen. Goes back to Tavares now. Tavares gets a step, puts up the floater. Left hand, no good. Wilson finally comes down with the rebound. Going to be fouled by Tavares. That's going to be his third. Team fourth. And literally Wilson, about twice as tall as Tavares. Full court pressure by Sierra Grande now. Bison are going to talk about it, set up that press breaker. 30-second timeout. 3-point ball game. 1:34 to go. We'll be back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
Are you looking to buy or sell a property this year? Look no further than Shoals Realty. We're more than just a real estate agency. At Shoals Realty, we are ready to listen and understand your needs, then take care of all the details so you don't have to. So why wait? See what we have to offer at www.slvproperties.com. Shoals Realty. Real experience, real commitment, real estate.
More high school athletics on KSPK.
And welcome back. We got a good one here. Consolation Championship. This one for fifth place. And Panthers getting ready to put some full court pressure on the Bison there. They've got 4 fouls, though. 2 on Flatiron Academy. So have to be careful not to foul there. Putting on the pressure. Trying to take it away from Meyer. And looking for a cutter. They finally do get it to Meyer. Then Meyer gives to Abeda. Abeda goes left side, kicks it back out to Meyer. Still playing zone. Foul called, though, on the Panthers on Aaron Ojeda. his third, and that's going to put the Panthers on the line. And that's going to be Pistol Chavez heading to the free throw line for two. 58-55, 1:23 to go. Still a lot of time here. And first free throw up and good there by Pistol Chavez. He's got nine in the game now. Second free throw, in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Ojeda. Gets it up the floor quickly, but Martinez loses the handle, and that's going to go back to Flatiron Academy. Chavez picks up the dribble, goes to Wilson. Wilson back to Chavez, and timeout taken by the Bison. 59-55 the score here, 109 to go, full timeout. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're listening to high school basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
Valley Educators Credit Union has been serving education since 1959. We are member owned and work to help you. And not just teachers, but all staff of any educational institution, from Head Start to college. And now students can become a member too. Once a member, always a member, even if you finish with school or retire. We offer all the same things banks can, but with lower interest. Valley Educators Credit Union, it's a cooperative thing. Located at 910 Main Street in the Red Dome Building. Or call us at 719-589-6535.
KSPK.
And welcome back. Four-point ball game here. Flatirons Academy leading it by the score of 59-54. Got about a minute and 9 seconds left to go in this one. And Flatirons Academy will have the ball on the... Ooh, they're going to give that to him underneath. Kind of thought they had that on the sideline, but... So Flatirons Academy to administer the ball underneath the bucket. Panthers in that zone. They trying to get it to Wilson. Wilson goes up high, gets it back to Abeda. Abeda will kind of pull it back out. We'll see if they go for the stall now that they've got the bonus. Abeda looking for Myers. Myers catches, pulls it back out, working against Martinez. Goes back to Dehan. Dehan to Chavez. And Chavez is going to be fouled by Aaron Ojeda. It's going to be his fourth. Ojeda 1 for 2 on his last trip. Or excuse me, Chavez 0 for 2 on his 1 for 2 on his last trip. He's got 9 points. And gets the roll on that one. 60-55 now. Kind of a treat watching both of these teams. Very good offensively. Second free throw good as well. And that's going to go out of bounds, though, as Kester went to send that to Miranda. Miranda unable to bring that one in, so costly turnover there. And it looks like number three, Trey Abeda, for the Bison, kind of crouched down there, not sure what happened with that one. He's going to be replaced by Caleb Dowdy. Wilson inbounds from the sideline. Panthers full court pressure and timeout taken by the Bison. We'll take a break as well. 6-point ball game, 50 seconds left. We'll be back here listening to high school basketball on KSPK.
High school athletics, KSPK.
Lucky Luke's LLC has expanded with the opening of Lucky Luke's Diesel Performance at the old Everything Auto and Diesel location in La Jara. This location gives us the ability to service and repair everything from compact cars to semi-trucks. For any of your automotive or diesel needs, just call us at 719-206-2769 to schedule. Lucky Luke's Diesel Performance, where we know it's more than just a truck. That's 719-206-2769.
Now, back to the action on KSPK.
And welcome back. 61-55 the score here, 50 seconds left. Flatirons Academy in the bonus as they get set to inbounds. And Panthers have been showing like full court man-to-man. Yeah, and Wilson set to inbounds. And Meyer typically does most of the ball handling. They cut him down. Go for the home run pass there. Meyer catches, puts that up. He's fouled. Basket no good. That's foul's going to go on Jaden Martinez, I believe. Fourth foul there on Martinez. Two shots coming up there for Jude Meyer. He's got 11. 1 for 2 from the free throw line so far today. And gets a roll on that one. 7-point ball game now. 3-possession game. 47 seconds left. And second one gets a roll on that as well. 13 points now for Meyer. Miranda bringing the ball up the floor for the Panthers. Hesitation dribble gives to Kester. Kester gives it back to Miranda now. Left wing looking for the screen. Goes to Ontiveros. Unable to field it cleanly, though. Shake, dribble, picks it up. Pull-up jump shot from the elbow. No good. Rebound brought down by the Bison, by DeHaan. And Meyer trying to get it across. Makes a long pass to DeHaan. Unable to bring that one in, so turning it over there. 21 seconds, though, and 8 points. And hard on ones like, it's difficult in a situation like this. So much more length there by the Panthers. And they're going to bring in senior Orlando Mays. And Bison kind of doing the same, bringing in senior Jack Livingston. Kind of finish this one out. 21 seconds left. Miranda catches. And splits a double team. Looking to get it to the bucket. Loses the handle, though, and that's going to be Meyer that comes out of there with it. And Chavez going up the floor is going to be fouled by Ontiveros. Krajcinak is actually going to be Derek Martinez with the foul. His first. And that'll send Pistol Chavez back to the free throw line. 63-55 the score now. 10.7 seconds. And Chavez connects on that one. And that's going to just about do it here. Chavez lines up for the second one, but 64-55 the score on this one. Flatirons just coming out dominating this fourth quarter. And second free throw good there for Chavez as well. And 10.7 seconds there. And they give it to Miranda. 9 seconds. They're just going to look to get it across, though, on this one. And that'll do it. Our final score here, 65-55 on the heels of a 25-point fourth quarter here by the Flatirons Academy. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the wrap-up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
Weekend warriors, coaches, and athletes might need some help when facing an injury. At San Luis Valley Health, our sports medicine team has experts who can help. We have athletic trainers who focus on injury prevention, a caring and experienced orthopedic team who guide you through needed surgery, as well as physical therapists who aim for the best recovery possible. They bring their attention to detail for quality health outcomes close to home. Contact the sports med team at SLV Health at 587-5700 or our website, sanluisvalleyhealth.org.
Are you looking for a great deal on drip oil? The Monte Vista Co-op drip oil sale begins now through March 31st. Take advantage of these amazing deals on drip oil. Contact David Hankey at 719-580-2738 at the Monte Vista Co-op Energy Division today. The Monte Vista Co-op drip oil sale is a limited time offer. Place your order before it's over. Contact David Hankey at 719-580-2738 at the Monte Vista Co-op Energy Division and place your order during the Monte Vista Co-op drip oil sale now through March 31st or visit mvcoop.com for details. Monte Vista Co-op, community committed, agriculturally driven.
KSBK Blanca.
High school sports action never sounded this good. You're on KSPK, Walsenburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad.
It's time to spring into savings at Town & Country Chevrolet GMC in Alamosa. Now is the time you've been waiting for to get into that new Chevrolet or GMC just in time for spring activities and fun. We have transports rolling in with new GMC Sierras and Canyons and Chevy Silverados and Colorados. Plus the best SUV lineup anywhere featuring new Acadias and Terrains, Equinox, Trailblazers, Blazers, and Tahoes. With special factory incentives and financing to make your shopping easier than ever. Put your tax refund to work and save even more. Shop at the dealership or shop, click, and drive online. Our professional sales staff is ready to help you shop on your own terms with special spring savings and more. In addition, we have a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles featuring value-priced, market-driven pricing to meet our spring demand. You've waited all winter for this time to save. The wait is over. It's time to spring into savings. Together, let's drive to Town & Country Chevrolet in Alamosa or shop online at townandcountryalamosa.com.
Hi, this is Jasmine Daniels from Daniels Towing and Auto Repair. Are you looking for honest quality auto repairs? We do it all. Brakes, tune-ups, oil changes, clutches, tires too. And of course, towing. Come see us at Daniels Towing, 359 East 5th Street, Walsenburg, or call us at 738-3310. Thank you. Have a great day.
Take it from Jasmine. For all your auto repairs and towing needs, contact Daniels Towing, 719-738-3310.
As your neighbor, Cielo wants to do what they can to make your broadband experience affordable, convenient, and reliable at cutting-edge speeds. Cielo is now offering service with no contract in an effort to make your broadband experience even easier. Give their friendly customer service team a call today to see if their premier fiber optic network is available in your area. Cielo, powered by San Luis Valley Rural Electric Cooperative. Call 719-852-3538 or visit them online at cielo.com.
KSPK.
And welcome back to Bank of Colorado Arena, where the Sangre de Cristo, I did that again, Sierra Grand Panthers came up short against the Flatirons Academy Bison by the final score of 65-55. And one of those ones, congratulations to the Panthers and Coach Matt Lucero for just another outstanding season. They'll finish with a record of 19-7. And it's always kind of tough last game, too, for some of those seniors. Orlando Mays, Brian Ontiveros. Really enjoyed watching him play over the years. Just a lot of fun to watch. Very explosive player. Kids all heart. Love watching him play. Number 4, Derek Martinez. And then number 11, Tyler Kester as well. Panthers looked like going into the fourth quarter that they were looking to pull away. Flatirons Academy kind of extended their man-to-man defense a little bit. They were able to force some turnovers and just kind of got hot offensively there. Put up 25 points in that quarter and were able to come out. And while they were doing that, they held Sierra Grand to 10. And not easy to do. These kids, they're not very tall, but they play with a lot of heart. But they were able to kind of clamp down defensively. Held Sierra Grand to 10 points to kind of finish that out and end up with a 65-55 win. Going to do a quick scoring breakdown. First, for Flatirons Academy, Trey Abeda finishes with 3. Brandon Gildner finishes with 2. Caleb Dowdy with 6 coming off the bench for them. Jude Meyer finishes with 13. Number 21, Henry Dehan finishes with 5. Parker Wilson, huge game for them, 21 points, 11 boards, and they kind of ran that offense there through that post. He was just a lot to handle in there. Pistol Chavez finishes with 13 points, 7 boards, and Jackson Scholes finishes with 2. For the Sierra Grand Panthers, Brian Ontiveros finishes with 7 points. Mandy Miranda finishes with 16. Manny Miranda, a senior also there on that. So that 16 points in his final game there. Tyler Kester with 2. Jaden Martinez with 16. And Aaron Ojeda with 14 points as well to round out the scoring there for the Sierra Grand Panthers. Once again, congratulations to them on just an outstanding season. There'll be more basketball coming up, but a little bit later, though. Sanford is going to take on the Lyman Badgers for the 2A boys state title. I'll be bringing you that game to you live from Blue Arena there in Loveland. So we'll be signing off for now. This has been TJ Blackers bringing you high school basketball for KSPK.
KSPK.
Celebrate National Ag Month during the month of March with the Monte Vista Co-op. Adults and kids, get creative and enter to win the Monte Vista Co-op National Ag Month Coloring Contest by visiting our website, mvcoop.com, to download the entry form. Enter your artwork for a chance to win a gift certificate to the Monte Vista Co-op. The deadline to submit artwork is March 29th. Happy National Ag Month from the Monte Vista Co-op. Community committed, agriculturally driven.
Death. No one likes to think about it. It's a topic that no one wants to deal with. However, quality representation can be invaluable and can ultimately make things easier for those who remain when death does occur. If you're thinking that it's easier to just add your loved one's name to a deed and call it good, don't. Doing so can actually make more problems for you and your loved ones and could even have disastrous consequences. Brenda S. Getz, PC, at 719-738-6304 can help you with wills and trusts to help you prepare ahead of time for the inevitability of death. Brenda can also help those navigating the probate process on the other side. Brenda S. Getz, PC, 719-738-6304. That's 719-738-6304. Brenda S. Getz, PC, Attorney at Law, 719-738-6304.
Are you looking to buy or sell a property this year? Look no further than Shoals Realty. We're more than just a real estate agency. At Shoals Realty, we are ready to listen and understand your needs, then take care of all the details so you don't have to. So why wait? See what we have to offer at www.slvproperties.com. Shoals Realty. Real experience, real commitment, real estate.
Lucky Luke's LLC has expanded with the opening of Lucky Luke's Diesel Performance at the old Everything Auto and Diesel location in La Jara. This location gives us the ability to service and repair everything from compact cars to semi-trucks. For any of your automotive or diesel needs, just call us at 719-206-2769 to schedule Lucky Luke's Diesel Performance, where we know it's more than just a truck. That's 719-206-2769.
The hours just fly by when the country's this good. Now, more KSPK Country.
When you see a deer, you see Bambi. And I see antlers up on the wall. When you see a lake, you think picnics. And I see a largemouth up under that log. You're probably thinking that you're gonna change me in some ways. Well, maybe you might scrub me down, dress me up all, but no matter what, remember I'm still a guy. When you see a priceless French painting, I see a drunk naked girl. Sounds crazy, and I'd like to give it a whirl. Well, love makes a man do some things he ain't proud of, and in a weak moment I might walk your sissy dog, hold your purse at the mall, but remember, I'm still a guy. And carrying a club.